This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We all remember when Siri first came out, those videos of the iPhone's talking electronic assistant laughing, telling jokes, answering silly questions. They were all over. She later advanced to beatboxing and rap.
Dead right if they head right. Siri there every night. Pop have been smooth since days of underoos. Never lose. Never choose to. Cruise who do something to us.
Willa Remus is senior technology writer for Slate. Given predictions that wearable computers which respond to speech commands will be the next big digital thing, Will wanted to test how far speech recognition software has come. He dictated an article to Siri for Slate called, funnily enough, I didn't type this article. Willa Remus, nice to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me.
So you didn't type this article. Your iPhone did. How?
That's right. So I used the Notes app on my iPhone. There's a little microphone button in the bottom left. You press that, and you can talk to your phone, and it will try to figure out what you said and type it for you.
So what was your goal in trying this exercise?
Well, Siri, which is Apple's voice assistant, has been out for close to 4 years now. And when it first came out, there was a lot of hype around the idea that you could just talk to your phone and it would answer your questions or do things for you. Then I think people got a little disillusioned because it turned out Siri would often misunderstand what you were saying. And so that sort of impeded the usefulness of it as a tool. It became more of like a parlor trick. You know, you could ask Siri a funny question and it would give you a canned joke response. But Siri's been out for a long time now, and quietly, behind the scenes, Apple has been working really hard at improving it in several respects, one of which is the speech recognition technology that enables it to understand what you're saying. So I wanted to see how far it has come.
So were you watching for typos as you were walking along and talking to Siri?
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, it would never have occurred to me to try this, except that I was recently talking with some folks at Google who were telling me how much their voice recognition technology had improved. Sorry, it's speech recognition technology. Voice recognition means recognizing who's talking.
Uh-huh.
Speech recognition is recognizing what you're saying. So Google had told me how much their technology had improved, and I tried it out, and it worked great. And then I thought, well, why don't I try it with Apple as well? And so I composed an email to my editor suggesting that I dictate a story. It came out so well that I was really, really taken aback. And so I decided to go ahead and try to do the whole story just by talking to my phone.
Don't we all have just endless fun talking about the kind of mistakes Siri makes? So what were some of those that came up for you?
Yeah, so it wasn't perfect, but it did surprisingly well overall. Where it ran into trouble was mostly with uncommon words. I think a lot of times the speech recognition technology looks for the most common word that you might have been saying. So, for instance, when I said the word homonyms, I was actually trying to say Siri still has a little trouble with homonyms, and it came out how men's. I also was talking about Siri's frequent misunderstandings, and I got the word series, S-E-R-I-E-S, frequent misunderstandings.
That was one of the funniest ones I noted. I mean, Siri must be used to hearing the word series.
Yeah, you know, it does fine with the word Siri. It capitalizes it properly and everything. But I guess when you put the possessive on it, it mistakes it for the word series because that's a more common word. So I ended up having to say the frequent misunderstandings of Siri in order to get that across correctly.
Well, you mentioned, Will, that Siri is now a few years old, gotten much better. But tell me more about Google's technology advancing rapidly. What's going on there and what do you think is the motivation there, beating out Apple?
You know, it's not just about beating out Apple, although that's certainly always part of it. I think Google has several different motivations for improving its speech recognition technology. But one of the big ones is the fact that it's now this year planning to come out with Google Glass, you know, the smart glasses that you
and wear on
Google
your head.
Exactly. And you can't control Google Glass with a touchscreen keypad, obviously, because it's on your face. All you can do is talk to it. And as a result, Google has had to work really hard on making sure it understands what you say when you talk to it. And I think that has spilled over into the quality of its speech recognition tools on Android mobile phones as well, and on the Google app on your iPhone.
Apple, of course, not to be outdone, has been buying up a lot of speech recognition software companies. How is it doing within this competition?
It's hard to say objectively. I think both have their pros and cons. In my experience, Google's technology is really good at what's called voice search. So when you're doing an internet search, you want to ask a question about the world. Google does a wonderful job of understanding that. And that's partly because Google's software is just so good at search in general. It looks not only at the sounds that you're making, but it also tries to infer your meaning and maybe work backward from there to what the words might have been. So, for instance, I was telling Google the other day, set a reminder for me to email Ben at 4 o'clock. Now, it started typing Bennett instead of Ben at. But when it heard me say 4 o'clock, it realized I must have said Ben at, not Bennett, and it changed.
Wow, that is so interesting to think of. But I'm also thinking about the long term of this trend. If we're going to be generating more text, that's something that takes up more space. It is more searchable, less private. I mean, is there any concern at all about using speech recognition software rather than just having a conversation?
Well, that's interesting. You're talking about the possibility that speech recognition software built into someone's device could pick up maybe words that people are saying in their everyday conversations.
I'm wondering about that.
You know, I haven't heard much about that. It's certainly a possibility. I mean, more and more of what companies like Google do these days is try to take interactions and events that happen offline and convert them into data that can be stored online and that can power Google's understanding of the big wide world beyond the internet. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's something they look into in the future. I think for now, the main goal is just to make it easier to interact with your devices, especially as we move from smartphones where you can type to wearables like Google Glass and also like smartwatches. You know, Apple has the rumored iWatch coming out. They want to make sure that you can interact easily and don't have to be fiddling with tiny, tiny buttons.
Hmm. I was imagining you when reading this, walking down Hudson Street, talking into your telephone and thinking, wow, that'd be really weird, you know, to be sort of talking a memo in. But I suppose it just appears to anybody else like you're just talking on the telephone. Did it feel weird at all for you to be talking an article?
It did. You know, I felt a little bit, as I mentioned in the article, I felt a little bit like Joaquin Phoenix's character in the movie Her, you know, walking around muttering sweet nothings into my phone, oblivious to the world around me. I did feel a little silly. That said, I think there are a lot of circumstances, especially when you're on the go, when it's less awkward than having to, you know, have the phone right up in front of your face, hunting and pecking the little keys as you're trying to type a text message. It's a lot easier to just hold down that home button on your iPhone, wait for Siri to pop up and say, you know, send a text message to Virginia.
At the same time, would you trust using speech recognition to send a text message or an email to your boss's boss?
No, I wouldn't. Although, you know, of course, as with typing, you can go back and edit. You know, you can dictate and then see how it interpreted what you just said and then go back and change it if you need to. So if it were a long email, maybe I would dictate it, but then I would use the keys to make sure I got all the punctuation right and everything.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Will Oremus is senior technology writer for Slate. And you can take a look at his article, Flubs and All, that he mostly wrote using speech recognition software on his iPhone. There's a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for spending some time with us today. We invite you to join Word of Mouth's mission to spread new ideas. You can post links to segments on your Facebook page. You can retweet things you heard to your followers or email segments to your friends. Just click on the Facebook, Twitter, or email icons at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll be back with more Word of Mouth on Saturday at noon, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.